This is Time for Kids, the April 19th, 2024 edition. On the cover, we have a breakdancer doing a one-hand handstand in a park in front of a massive sculpture of the world. The headline reads, Breaking Ground. Sunny Choi is one of the world's top breakers. This summer, she'll compete at the Olympics. I'm Jane Malucci, a volunteer reader for Chris. Page 2, News Briefs. Four pictures from the eclipse. In the top left, an urban setting. Millions of people gathered in New York City to watch the eclipse. On the top right, on top of a mountain in Rangeley, Maine. On the lower left, people in Carbondale, Illinois, at a stadium. And in the lower right, a young person looking up in awe with red hair in Littleton, Colorado. The caption for these pictures reads, National Watch Party. Millions around the country looked skyward to see a solar eclipse on April 8th. Headline, Eclipse Wows U.S. by Time and TFK editors. On April 8th, crowds gathered across the United States to witness a solar eclipse. People of all ages donned special protective glasses as they watched the moon pass in front of the sun. The eclipse was visible in 15 states. The path from which a total eclipse was visible in the U.S. ran from Texas to Maine. Millions watched the event. The next total solar eclipse visible in the continental U.S. will be 20 years from now, in 2044. Those viewing the eclipse from the path of totality were treated to a rare sight. The moon passed completely in front of the sun, creating a shadow that darkened the earth. Many people traveled to witness the event. Simran Pripsing and Ashwani Sharma work in Columbus, Ohio. In the morning, while at a coffee shop, they suddenly hopped in a car and drove 142 miles northeast to Cleveland for the full show. We just kind of decided it was worth the 90-minute drive to see it all, Pripsing told Time's Jeffrey Kluger. Lolita Strong also watched the eclipse from Cleveland. She was moved. It's a reminder that there is so much more to life than meets the eye, she said. Stop and think. What do the quotes in this article add to your understanding of the event? Why did the authors choose to include them? Page 3. At the top of the page is a photo of the eclipse. Actually, it's a compilation of photos. The caption reads, Snapshot. Just passing by. During the total solar eclipse on April 8th, the moon passed completely in front of the sun. This image, made of seven different photographs, shows the moon's journey as viewed from Bloomington, Indiana. In the center, a red banner. Enter the TFK Kid Reporter Contest. Do you have what it takes to write for Time for Kids? The TFK Kid Reporter Contest is open. Apply by June 17th for a chance to report for our magazines and website. TFK editors will choose up to 10 students to be TFK Kid Reporters for the 2024-2025 school year. To apply online or by mail, ask a parent, guardian, or teacher for details. Learn more at timeforkids.com/kid-reporter. Kid of the Week, Kate Carner, 13, Washington. In the lower left is a picture of Kate and her sister. The caption reads, Kate left and her sister Quinn have a floating lemonade stand. How did you get the idea for a floating lemonade stand? We used to have a lemonade stand at the end of our street. Then we moved to our houseboat when I was 9. We still wanted a lemonade stand, but there was nowhere to do it. So our dad started building us a floating one. What do you do with the money you make? We decided to donate to the Rainier Animal Fund, which gives care to animals whose owners can't afford it. What would you say to someone who wants to help a cause? I would say you have to start somewhere. I think the best place to start would be doing something to raise money or volunteering. What are your plans for your floating lemonade stand? Someday, I think it would be nice to make a couple more stands and give them to people. Interview by TFK Kid reporter Alexa O. Know a kid who's doing something cool or newsworthy? Nominate them to be a TFK Kid of the Week. Send us your suggestions at tfkeditors@time.com. Page 4. Cover story, sports. four pictures of breaking athlete Sunny Choi. In the top left, Sunny on top of a cement table in her normal practice area. The caption reads, "Home base. Queens Community House in Forest Hills, New York is a legendary practice spot," Choi says. In the top right, Choi on a busy Los Angeles street underneath a billboard of herself. The caption reads, "Seeing double." Choi sees herself on a Los Angeles billboard while on the Team USA Road to Paris bus tour in 2023. In the bottom left, Choi in competition doing a one-handed handstand. The caption reads, "It's showtime. Choi shows off her skills at the Breaking for Gold USA competition in Brooklyn, New York on April 22, 2023. And in the lower left, a picture of Choi and her gymnastics team and their coaches. The caption reads, "Gymnast days. Choi, front row center, poses with her gymnastics team in Kentucky around 2000. Power words, advantage, noun, something that helps a person succeed. Debut, noun, a first public appearance. Visceral, adjective, felt with the gut, strongly felt. Page 5. Headline, big break. Sunny Choi is headed to the Summer Olympics in Paris, France, to compete in the first-ever Olympic breaking competition. Breaking will make its debut as an Olympic sport in August. The competition will take place at the largest public square in Paris, France. It's completely sold out. But when breaker Sunny Choi tells strangers she'll be competing at the Olympics, they laugh. It can be hard to convince people that breaking or break dancing deserves to be an Olympic sport. I just have to hope that you see it one day, Choi tells Time at a coffee shop in Queens, New York. That's where she's lived and danced for more than a decade. Breaking is a judged event, like gymnastics and figure skating. No one says those aren't sports, and since breakers battle head-to-head, there's no point system. Whoever moves better goes to the next round. There's no doubt in my mind this is a sport, says Choi, whose first name is actually Sun. Her parents nicknamed her Sunny, and she kept it for her B-girl stage name. Dance, art, sport, she says, all together. Sunny's Road. Choi's mother and father moved to the United States from South Korea. They raised their kids to work hard. Choi became a competitive gymnast. I remember her doing cartwheels in diapers, her brother Jin says. One night during her freshman year at college, Choi saw members of a breaking club dancing on a campus walkway. They persuaded her to come to a class. Choi's gymnastics background gave her an advantage. After graduating business school, she began a career as a cosmetics executive. But on the side, she kept breaking and even took part in international competitions. Breaking was added to the Paris Olympics program in 2020. In late 2021, Choi attended a camp for top U.S. breakers, where a coach asked aspiring Olympians to raise their hands. Everyone's hand went up except Choi's. Working full-time as an executive while training to make an Olympic team seemed impossible. It was a really hard decision, she says. After finishing second at the World Games in July 2022, Choi left her job, and in 2023, she qualified for Paris by winning the Pan American Games. See winning moment. I'm so much happier, Choi says. I feel lighter. I have more energy for the things I want to do. Paris prep. 32 breakers, 16 B-boys, and 16 B-girls will participate in Paris. Choi is seen as a top contender. She's got the high-scale area power moves, says Mary Fogarty, an associate professor of dance at York University in Toronto, Canada. Sunny is someone who has enough material to go all the way through. Choi struggles with self-doubt. Before the games, she'll meet with a sports psychologist to work on her mindset. She'll lift weights with a strength coach and keep her diet healthy to ensure peak performance. Choi is confident about one thing. If you give breaking a chance, you won't be disappointed. You feel your energy, she says. You feel the excitement. You feel the happiness or the anger or whatever emotion that the dancer is expressing in that moment. It's so visceral and raw. I don't think you get that anywhere else. By Sean Gregory for Time, adapted by TFK editors. In the lower left is a picture of Sunny Choi flashing the peace sign and wearing her Pan Am Games medal. Headline, winning moment. At the Pan American Games in Santiago, Chile, in November 2023, Choi front-flipped in the air, shuffled her feet, and spun to the ground. Then she flashed a peace sign at her opponent, B-girl Luma of Colombia. It was as if Choi was saying, "This is mine." The judges agreed. The crowd cheered, and her team piled on top of her when Choi was declared the winner. What's so cool about breaking is you get to be authentically you, she says. Page 6. Your job, careers. Power words, knack. Noun, a natural talent or skill. Seamless, adjective, smooth, without difficulty or obstacles. Headline, go bananas. A travel coordinator gets players where they need to be. Meet Brynan Norris, who does this for the Savannah Bananas. When your favorite sports team travels to a game, someone has to make sure they get from point A to point B without a hitch. That's what Brynan Norris does. She's a travel coordinator for Georgia's Savannah Bananas baseball team. Your Hot Job spoke with Norris about her life and career path. Her story shows how merging your talents and skills with your interests can lead to an exciting, satisfying career. The best part of my job is providing a seamless travel experience. If I can make their travel days easy, that's a huge win. The Savannah Bananas team is owned by Fans First Entertainment. Players are also entertainers who transform a game with dancing, zany stunts, and high-energy showmanship. Norris knows how much effort the team puts into delivering an incredible show for fans. She enjoys doing her part by creating a smooth travel experience for players and staff. Always keep an open mind and heart. That's one of the biggest lessons I learned throughout college. While attending college at Kansas State University, Norris did internships to gain experience in event planning. These put her knack for planning an organization to good use. Then, in 2021, she participated in what she described as an unforgettable summer internship with the Bananas. While working as a group ticket and hospitality intern, she met lots of the team's dedicated fans. They inspired her to make each fan's experience the best it could be. I've always loved to travel, and sports has had a massive impact on my life. I learned I could combine those two passions into a full-time career. Norris graduated from Kansas State with a degree in hospitality management. She asked the Bananas if they had any job opportunities, but there was nothing available. Eventually, she took a job as an event sales coordinator for a restaurant. She collaborated with hundreds of people in that role, planning events such as birthday parties and retirement celebrations. It wasn't long before the Bananas got back in touch. In June 2023, she became the team's travel and accommodations coordinator. Of the 84 events on the team's 2024 schedule, 61 are away games, so the job keeps her busy. By Rachel McPherson. Your job. Find your future. Did you like learning about what it takes to work behind the scenes for a sports team? Visit time.me/sports to discover other exciting careers in this field, such as broadcaster, personal trainer, sports statistician. Page 7. Pictures of the Bananas and Brynan Norris. In the top left, a headshot of Brynan Norris. The caption reads, "Going pro." Brynan Norris started as an intern but now works full-time for the Savannah Bananas. On the top right, you have the Bananas and their MC cheering as a baby in a banana suit is held above them. The caption reads, "Aw, the baby of the game is held up high in Massachusetts on August 16th, 2023. In the middle left, a batter is up to bat with a bat that is almost the same size that he is. The caption reads, "Batter up." On August 12, 2023, Alex Ziegler waits for the pitch at a game in New York City. In the lower right, the pitcher wearing baggy blue jeans and polka dot sleeves gets ready to hurl the ball. The caption reads, "Banana split." Matt Wolf's high-flying pitching style throws off opponents and entertains fans. And in the lower left, the team is all up dancing with hands high in the air as a young lady stands in front of them coaching them. The caption reads, "Shake it." A young fan leads the team in a dance at the same game in New York. Page 8, debate. Should adventure tourism be allowed? Traveling by submarine to view an underwater shipwreck. Trekking to the top of a distant mountain. Buckling in on a spaceship. Extreme adventure tourists are always seeking the next thrill. According to Grandview Research, they were expected to spend more than $1 trillion in 2023 alone. But with extreme adventure comes extreme risk to the tourists and, if they're not careful, to the places on which they leave their mark. Should adventure tourism be allowed? TFK readers weigh in. Yes. Cecilia Dietz, 9, Granger, Indiana. Extreme adventure tourism should definitely be allowed. It encourages the next generation of adventurers. It also opens more opportunities for family fun, which happen less and less these days as technology improves. Adventure tourism also helps the environment. If people have positive experiences in places, they are more likely to want to donate. The more that people donate to natural wonders, the more that can be done about the destruction of these beauties. This means that the next generation would get to enjoy them. No. Yeonje No, 11, Jeju, South Korea. Extreme tourism should be discouraged because it's not worth the risk. It consists of dangerous activities that can have a negative impact on the tourists and on the environment. Wildlife can be harmed. Ecosystems can be destroyed because of the trash left behind by tourists. Also, when extreme tourists get injured or lost, police and rescue forces are required. These forces are needed to help regular citizens, and there's a limited amount of help they can provide. Some people might be neglected while help is provided for tourists. Yes, Sharia Rajput, 11, Foster City, California. People should have the right to go on an adventure. If you don't want to go, you don't have to. Adventure tourism helps clear your mind. It allows you to connect with nature and disconnect from your day-to-day work. Travel helps people broaden their point of view and see the world in a better way. It allows them to connect with people, learn new cultures, and explore geographic locations. Adventure tourism helps people overcome their fears, feel strong, and have a sense of achievement. Plus, it boosts the local economy. Adventures are fun, especially when you're with your family. No. Emery Suman, 11, Los Angeles, California. Extreme tourism can be very expensive and extremely dangerous. You can see this with the OceanGate accident. The people paid so much money to be in the submarine, and they died when it imploded. The same goes for mountain tourism. There could be an avalanche. It's just too dangerous, and it's not worth the risk. Tourism of all types results in pollution and littering, and there are environmental hazards associated with adventure tourism activities, such as kayaking, scuba diving, and rappelling. The next debate. Should summer reading be mandatory? Email your opinion to tfkeditors@time.com by May 31st. Your response might be featured online or in an upcoming issue. This has been Time for Kids, the April 19th edition. I'm Jane Malucci for Chris.